Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, ready?
Just gonna go for it.
Ad lib.
Yeah.
The intro.
Well, no, we're gonna sing the song.
We're gonna sing the song. I'm sure we've done this.
I don't think we have.
Okay.
I thought you were gonna start.
No, I thought you were gonna start. You did the deep breath in.
I was waiting for you. Okay.
Okay. We'll do it. One, two, three.
This is really high.
Were you tall enough to...
I don't know why I've gone for like a farmer voice. I didn't realise we were at that bit.
You were so shit.
You're shit.
I made it all the way through there and you were rubbish.
Bye. Hello to you, podcast friends. I'm Kate. This is Taku Podcast.
What has happened to you? Everything was completely normal. And I was like, are you ready to start the podcast? Yeah, I'm ready. And then just something happened.
I don't think I've ever managed to do the intro, even though every time you're like, do you want to do the intro? And I'm like, yeah, I love doing the intro. And then I forget, how do we do it? How do you do it?
Hello and welcome to Taku Podcast. Okay. I'm Holly.
Hello to you, friends. Welcome on this journey.
So you just suddenly panic like you're in a role-playing game. I was like, hello, travellers to
I
my
I would be
inn.
A great DM. Can you imagine? I'd do all the voices badly. I'd be like, I'm a goblin.
I feel like nothing would ever happen.
Excuse me, I'm a great raconteur.
Oh, no.
I'm Holly.
I'm Kate.
This is Poku Todcast.
Goodbye.
How have we never called it Poku Todcast before?
Poku Todcast.
Poku Todcast.
I really struggled to say that.
Poku Todcast. Yeah, it's quite, because it feels weird.
Exactly.
It's got a weird sick mouth
wrong.
Feel.
Sick and wrong.
Mouth feel.
Mm-hmm. Right, how are you, Kate?
I'm fine. I've eaten a lot of sweets and I'm feeling really hyper.
Yeah.
And you haven't.
I've had a few sweets. I had a Vimto lolly.
Yeah, you did. That's like the most British sentence.
A Vimto lolly.
I had a Vimto lolly.
I had a Vimto lolly.
In my, what's a British
gob.
Word for gob?
Gob,
like,
yeah.
It's in my noggin.
No, not in your noggin. It sounds like you stuck it in your
noodle?
Ear.
Noodle?
No, noodle is American.
Is it?
Oh. Your noodle.
Oh.
I don't think I've heard a British person say noodle.
Say a more British sentence.
Had a snog at the pub. That's British.
This pudding is a wanker.
Had a snog at a pub and this pudding is a wanker. But we're British people, why can we not? This isn't like us trying to be American. Like,
do you,
we are British.
Like, do you actually use any like super British words like unironically?
I use wanker quite a lot.
Wanker. That's because you're from Newcastle.
Oh god. So what was that?
What was my Newcastle accent?
Oh no.
Newcastle.
I've never been a fan of snog.
Walk in.
Walk in.
That's how you say it.
Walk in.
Walking.
Walking.
Snog. I quite like snog. I used snog in a piece I wrote about kissing recently, but I also use lots of different kissing words. I don't know if I'd say snog.
I wouldn't say it in...
I'd snog him.
Oh, no.
I don't think I would say I'd snog him. I'd say I'd snog him.
I'd snog him.
Like, I wouldn't say
him. Even then, it just sounds like...
Snog him.
Snog him. It just sounds like
a goblin name.
Something a snail would do.
Hello, my name is Snog him.
Snog him, the goblin.
Yeah, and I've got a quest for the...
Why are we back here?
I know. I used to say Mardy quite a lot.
Mardy.
Mardi. Mardi. Yeah, it sounds weird in my accent.
I never really did Mardi. Well, that's more of a thing. Yeah.
Mardi. Mardi. But then Arctic Monkeys have a song called Mardi Bum.
Yeah. They do. That they do.
Mardi Bum.
Yes, Kate.
And they're not from the Midlands. Where are they?
Sheffield.
Oh, they're from near the Midlands.
Close enough, pretty much.
I'm sorry, Arctic Monkeys. They live in LA now.
Do they? Probably. So. I would just assume that. They're successful now, so they live in LA. That's
we sound like
they're
mums or something. Like.
Are they in LA now? Well, the mums would know where they're from.
The cousins then be like, oh, yeah, you know, Alex is in LA now. He's gone beyond Sheffield. That's we my heard, Sheffield.
There
accent.
Was a girl in my school whose cousin was the lead singer of. Do you remember Razorlight?
Do I remember Razorlight? It wasn't that long ago.
No, but it's not like they had like one album.
Do you remember Razorlight? They had several. Okay,
did they?
I spent most of today building a playlist of songs from my teenage years. Holly,
this is a good segue. Actually.
Razorlight's not on it. Razorlight should be.
Razorlight was the only gig I've ever walked out from early. It was so bad.
I left Florence and the Machine early.
Really?
That's because I had to be somewhere. Oh, I think the boy I fancied was at a club, and I was like, "Oh, Florence, whatever, I don't care." The boy I fancy is
classic, classic teenage Kate.
Did it go well? No.
That's what happens.
Did it matter?
Oh no.
No, don't feel sorry
tell
for me.
Tell me about this playlist.
He was a pudding wanker, alright?
Was he a pudding wanker? Did you snog him at the pub?
I snogged him behind the telly.
In my flat.
Flat?
Flat's a British thing, because it's apartment. Yeah.
That was a really bad American accent.
Apartment. Oh, I'm gonna offend so many people.
You're gonna offend Americans, Holly.
That's true.
And maybe, who else has apartment?
Just
Americans?
North America?
The whole of North America. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, going to Canada in less than 2 weeks, I've been learning that actually they say a lot of the things the same as us.
Yeah.
They spell colour with a U.
Well, that's always good.
And I don't have another example.
That's brilliant. Well, I'm glad you held on to that one.
They drink tea? I don't know. I think.
Tell me about, tell me about your thing.
Sorry. Okay, so it's got like 400 and something songs.
Oh my god! Wait, can I shuffle? I want to shuffle.
Are we gonna play this live? Okay,
shuffle play. Here we go. What?
No, don't put it on Chromecast.
Marilyn Manson, Beautiful People. Nice.
So the thing with this is it's been.
Chromecast Soldier Boy. What the fuck is this game?
You have to play it on shuffle because otherwise it goes from like rock and emo straight into rap. And it's very jarring.
I really like this going from Marilyn Manson to Soldier Boy.
Do you know the dance? Do you remember the dance?
I do remember. Of course I remember the dance.
I remember there's that.
That's that the crank bit. That. That's
no like, one no one can see that. But we're doing we're cranking it. Soldier Boy style.
Of course, always. You should AC/DC.
Okay, a lot of the music on this playlist is from Rock Band. A lot of it. No, not Rock Band, Guitar Hero. Okay, I'm sorry, Rock Band was later.
I was about to say, because AC/DC was definitely not your
teenagers. No, there's like the Beatles on there and everything.
Okay.
The Distillers, Rock On.
Foo Fighters, Everlong,
a good
of
song,
course.
Not the acoustic version.
Offspring, oh my god, this is Blur.
There's quite a bit of Blur.
Yeah, like, nice.
The way I was, there's also a lot of Rammstein. I love Rammstein. Back off.
The Killers, of course.
So basically, I did this in like waves. So I'd start with all the emo bands and they all link to each other. Mm. So I'd do that. And then I got to like...
Wolf Mother.
Yeah, this is from Guitar Hero.
Yeah. Yeah. Foo Fighters again. Sum 41. Oh my god, I haven't heard these songs in so long.
It's just such a good playlist. Incredible. It's very all over the place.
I could basically just sit and just be like, yeah, this is... Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm going to have to stop because otherwise I'm just going to end up looking for your entire playlist.
It's addictive. Mm. But yeah, like there's a massive chunk of Brit pop.
Yeah.
So it's all like Oasis and Blur. There's not enough Oasis on there. Actually.
I was never a huge Oasis fan.
Oh, one of my favourite songs for a very long time was Don't Look Back in Anger because it's got this really, really nice like, I'm being a music nerd now.
See, I was always a Damon Albarn fan girl. Yeah. I had a massive crush on him.
I like Blur, but I don't like him. And I didn't like Gorillaz. They should be on that playlist, though.
I used to love the Gorillaz.
I was trying to think one where there's windmills.
I was playing Overwatch.
and I was very hyper, and I was playing as Winston, who's a big monkey, and I was trying to think of a monkey song, like a monkey song to sing. And so when you think of that, there's a song which is literally "Hey Hey We're the Monkeys," which is what you should go for.
Probably, but he's a gorilla, not a monkey.
You know, come on, give me something to work with. And so the only thing I could think of in my head was a gorilla song, which is a spoken word song read out by Clint Eastwood, I think, called "Fire on Monkey Mountain," and it's this really weird song that goes on for ages, and it's just Clint Eastwood going, "And fire was coming out, and the happy people jumped out of holes." And I was like, "That's literally." I was just sat there playing Overwatch, like reciting this, like, and I was like, "This is."
That was a bit weird.
It was, yeah, but it was all I could think of, and I was just thinking, if I was on voice chat, it would be like a spooky, fest.
A spooky.
It's because I always call it spooky spaghetti.
Is that from last podcast?
Yes.
I knew
and
it was.
They ruined it for me. I always say spooky spaghetti
Do
now.
Do you think they listen to this?
Oh, I would love. Cave Comedy Radio does follow us.
Hey, if you're one of the last podcast boys.
And I did just vote for them in the Webbies, so.
I know. I saw you tweeting about it, you utter nerd.
Yeah.
You tagged them all in it.
Yeah, I did.
You dog.
Hail yourselves, guys. Hail yourselves. Yeah, but then Henry called me
why didn't you just
so I was like,
suck off the microphone, Holly.
Oh, God.
It's quite girthy.
It's far too girthy. It's like, yeah, no.
You've got a big mouth.
Oh!
Oh, my God, I don't know where I'm going with this.
Oh, this is just...
You don't have a big mouth.
I mean, I do kind of have a big mouth.
It's not that big.
It's...
I mean,
not get many things.
This isn't a challenge.
Could you imagine if that was the challenge?
That's the challenge.
And then for
Holly,
the next 10 minutes, you just hear this kind of...
This is the noise you make. Oh, my God.
No, but from inside the microphone...
It sounds like a gun. It's just from
I keep on hitting the table. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, someone's put metal in the garbage disposal. Oh, no, it's Holly giving someone a head.
If you hear it from the point of view of a microphone.
The point of view of a microphone.
No, but if you... Okay, right, if you... Okay, right.
Mm-hmm.
If I licked a banana now, it would sound different if I licked the microphone.
Why are you licking a banana?
Because, okay, so...
We're not talking about bananas.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of how...
Don't PG-13 this, Holly. You've already gone too far.
No, you've gone too far, and I'm desperately clawing.
Welcome to Toku Podcast.
Yeah.
This is the whole deal. I mean, before I came here, I had a very long conversation about sex.
Mm-hmm.
With myself, no. With a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about many things.
Ooh.
So...
I'm going to ask later.
Oh, I was going to say now.
Okay, ask now.
It's not like the podcast listeners aren't going to... I don't know where I was going with that. Anyway, we've talked about this stuff before, is my point. We talked about sex dungeons.
Yeah.
The fact that there are some.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the sex shop I went to in Chicago, which is the one where there was
you sent me the...
The unicorn. The
Yeah.
You didn't want pointy stuff.
No, I feel like I'm having a real issue at the moment with just unicorns.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, no, sorry, it's not sexual at all.
It's like this rash.
It's like, I'm just going to show it.
But it looks like Jesus. So
I'm going to keep it.
I'm going to send it to the Daily Mail.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm glad we have the same rash. Oh my God.
Basically, things, unicorn being used as an adjective really bothers me, because what does it mean? I don't understand.
Rainbows,
it
normally.
Just, yeah.
All pointy.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, you were saying?
Oh yes. Yeah, we talked about sex dungeon, sex jobs. Oh Joy sex toy, which I think I introduced you to.
Yes,
today?
you did. Yeah. And now I'm a supporter.
I must have shown you Chesterbot 5000.
Chesterbot?
Chesterbot 5000 is a webcomic by Jess Fink that's about a robot built for sexual pleasure.
Oh, maybe you have.
Pleasure.
This
is orgasms.
Ugh.
Oh, and speaking of...
Oh, God!
Speaking of orgasms.
The way you said that was horrific.
Orgasms. We were looking up things to watch, and you might know if you listen to this podcast a lot, that we like watching the trashiest TV. So
You
watched 2 episodes of Take Me Out.
Yes.
1 episode of First Dates.
Mm-hmm.
And then Holly was like, oh, I found a documentary called... It was super orgasms.
Yeah, that was it. Super orgasms.
Super orgasms.
It was super orgasms, and the thumbnail was just a woman just smiling.
Looking very pleased with
She
herself.
Was so happy, and I was like, you know what? You do you.
And the,
good
the
for you.
Idea behind it is that you can have up to 100?
Some women can have like 100. It sounds like, see, that's why I want to work, because it sounds like a kind of cluster headache thing that maybe they just like happen one after another. Like, that sounds like nothing.
Nothing sexier than a cluster headache in your bits.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it feels like a migraine in my vagina.
But we were just, but you didn't want to watch it because you thought it would be too scientific.
Yeah.
It was a Channel 4 documentary.
We've watched them before where it's been like, oh, a sexy title and a funny thumbnail. And then it's been like, Dr. Patricia McPatricia.
I love Dr. Patricia McPatricia.
I'm not going to think of your name.
She's the orgasm expert.
And she's like, many women don't know this, but it's possible to have up to 100 orgasms. And then she demonstrates awkwardly to the camera, and then...
See, this just...
I don't know what happens after that.
I just think it would just be an inconvenience.
It would.
More than anything. It sounds...
How long are they? And how do you differentiate between, like, one and the next one?
Is it like a wave? Like, you know what I mean?
But
like,
100 times
you'd be fucking knackered.
Also, like, ow! Like, the tensing muscles alone would be like, you'd get cramp. You'd get vagina cramp.
You'd get really bad vagina cramp. But also, it would be like Kegels.
Kegels.
Kegels
sounds cute.
Kegel. Doing your little kegels.
It's like an egg with a face.
Mr. Kegel. But yeah, it would be like you do them at the same time as...
Oh, ouch.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It'd be like when you get really bad, like, period cramps, but also...
Do you think it's a bit like a joke?
Naked?
Where it's like, at first it's funny, then it gets really like... So at first it's like enjoyable, then it gets unenjoyable, but then it gets really enjoyable again? To get,
after you've been tensing up for, like, 25 times, it's not going to come back round. You're just going to be like, ow.
But, like, it's such a... I don't know. I feel like it's such, like, a... But surely if you're not enjoying it, they wouldn't happen? I don't know. Well, no, that's not true, because some women have orgasms when they're giving birth, and that's definitely not... Yeah. It's rare, but it happens.
I mean, for podcast listeners, I'm making a face.
Yeah.
It's like a, oh no, face.
That's, okay, whenever, like, I always used to love it at school whenever we had, like, sex education. Because when, it's just because whenever, because all they would do is basically show us videos of women giving births to scare us.
Why?
And then you'd just see everyone would just be sat there with their legs crossed and just like, oh my God. It was just,
That reminds me of the woman who did the sex ed at our school once we were older. Like, the woman who did sex ed when I was 11 was 60-something and kept talking about how her eggs had shriveled and dried. And we were like, what? What are we supposed to do with that information? But later on, there was a woman who ran the sexual health clinic down the road. And she'd come along with, like, little... You know those little bags that you get sweets in? The little paper bags?
Yeah.
And you fill them with penny sweets. But condoms were inside. And lube. Mm-hmm. And she always had different flavours of lube, but they were always weird.
Mm.
It wasn't like banana. It was like pina colada.
No, but not... I wouldn't want banana-flavoured lube.
Well, no, me neither. But pina colada!
I think I'd rather have pina colada than banana.
Bear in mind, we were 16 and couldn't drink.
Yeah.
We could have sex, but we couldn't drink.
Yeah.
So pina colada lube... Is illegal, probably. I mean, I don't think it was alcoholic.
It would imagine... Oh.
Alcoholic lube.
But then, no, because then it would...
That would be a bad thing.
It would be terrible.
It would burn.
You don't want alcohol up inside
you. Don't. Unless it's like surgical spirit, and then you don't want to lick it.
Oh, it would evaporate straight away.
Would it? That's not how surgical spirit works.
But alcohol does. Well, alcohol evaporates.
Like pure alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we used to have... We had a very, very Geordie woman... Shockingly, but like even for our standards, like a very, very strong accent.
Yeah,
and she hated us and hated her job. And she was she was our biology teacher.
Oh no!
And she's called was it Dr. Winton or Mrs. Winton? I can't remember. But she was amazing. She was just blunt is the way to express it.
Yeah.
So she just like had like you know all these like various like condoms and like the IUD and stuff like out on the table.
No.
And there was the female condom.
The one that looks like when you blow
it's
really
like a big
bubble.
Yeah. It's like
a windsock.
It looks like a kind of like a bag you'd get at Tesco. Like it's you'd have handles
so
hanging out.
Sexy.
It's just it doesn't look good.
It's a big
not that,
flappy
but then
thing.
Again, not that condoms look good. But yeah, it just looks unwieldy.
I love that they invented it and they were like, this is really, really difficult to use. Yeah, but we've made it now.
But then one girl picked it up and was like, Miss, what is this a condom? And she like looked over and she was like, not unless you're shagging a rhino.
Okay, miss. That's unhelpful.
I know. Yeah.
Do rhinos have big penises?
I don't know.
It's not a thing I've heard of.
I don't know. But she did give wonderful advice, which was, so they were talking about, like, what's it called? It's like a moon cup, but for sperm. A
diaphragm?
Yes, there we go. That was a really roundabout way of getting to that. A diaphragm.
A moon cup for sperm.
So because they were like a class of 15-year-old girls, like she mentioned how, you know, you put it up and you bring it back down, and some of the girls were like, oh no, put your fingers up. And she just turned and looked, and she was like, she's about 60-something years old, mm-hmm. and she was like, girls, if you cannot put your fingers up your own vagina, you're going to get nowhere in life. And I was like, yes, that's so true.
You told me that, but why have you told me that before? How much do we talk about this?
Probably far too much.
Also, like, that really puts me off. With the diaphragm, you just have to insert, like,
just
gotta
go for it. Well, there's a scene in Sex and the City which always stuck with me, where one of them can't get it back out and the other one has to go and get it. Yeah.
No!
I was watching it with my friend, and she was like, would you do that for me? I was like, yeah, of course I would. I mean, I don't actively want to, but I would if you were stuck.
But the thing is, all the girls in Sex and City have really long nails.
Yeah, but that's like when you watch like porn, and it's that's not gonna happen.
Gross.
That's not friendly. That's not vagina friendly.
What is vagina friendly?
I don't know why I'm looking up at the shelf.
We do this a lot. We're like, West Wing? Frasier.
West Wing, Frasier.
Near
a tomato.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the rest. Okay, here is a question for you.
Yes.
Let's say that yeast infections aren't a thing. Which is the best
That's the best way to preface the question. Yeast infections aren't a thing. I'm with you. I'm on board.
I'm going to say some liquids at you.
What?
And you're going to say whether or not you would have them in and around lady business.
What, as in, like, I have to? Or as in, like, actively? Because I'm not going to...
Picture this.
There's not
going to
be much.
Sexy situation. The lights are low. There's some candles. Marvin Gaye is playing. Is that a sexy song?
It's
sexy-ish. Some sexy music is playing.
Okay.
Maybe Drake. Drake is playing. He's like...
Great. Okay. Excellent. Fabulous. Well, I am turned on.
It's a jazz version, so there's a saxophone.
Okay. Well. Yeah.
Anyway, mm-hmm. just setting the scene. There's a sexy boy in front of you, mm-hmm. naked from the head down.
He's wearing a huge hat.
Sexy hat. Okay, it's a latex hat. Swimming cap, okay. A sexy.
He's streamlined for your satisfaction.
That's not the point, okay. And in this situation, you're lying on the bed, spread eagle.
Oh god, it sounds like a murder scene.
No, it's sexy.
Okay.
And he reaches behind his back.
Oh god, he's gonna kill
me. Cheeky smile on his face.
He's gonna kill me.
And he brings out. Okay. Mayonnaise.
No! What mayonnaise?
No! You don't think in any situation that, like, him lovingly spreading
mayonnaise? I mean, don't get me wrong. I fucking love mayonnaise. I will have mayonnaise with most meals.
Yeah.
But it's not sexy.
Okay, fine. Okay. Marmite.
No.
No, okay. Marmalade?
No.
That's the weirdest way I've ever said
Marmalade?
Because it was similar enough to Marmite that I was like...
Marmalade?
Not marmalade. Okay. Tea.
Tea.
Cold tea. Iced tea.
But that would just run straight off you. Surely it needs some kind
of them would.
No, like mayonnaise would kind of clump. Marmalade. Why is it
clumping? Why is it clumping?
Well, because mayonnaise
is clumping on.
No, because if you cut mayonnaise like that,
he's spreading it with a knife.
Oh, that's
a blunt knife.
Oh my god,
the kind you get at airports.
So he's got a spork, my sexy man, with his swimming cap. Has a spork at some
When did you go to an airport, ask for a knife, and they gave you a spork, Holly?
That just happens wherever
I go. You know the knives that they cut in half so you can't stab someone?
Yeah.
That kind of knife.
The knife he's used for sex foreplay.
He's nicked one from the airport to slather mayonnaise on your bits, Holly. It's sexy!
Is it like directly on my bits?
It's, like, around.
Around. Okay, so it's a bit like he's giving me, like, a wax, but he's using mayonnaise, basically.
If you want to think of it that way.
To be honest, Kate, I can't think of anything sexy
that,
about the scenario.
That mayonnaise that you like, that you always get.
QP.
Yeah, that one.
No, but you're getting closer. You considered.
Okay. I'm trying to think of...
It's really good mayonnaise.
Liquids. What's a liquid? Why don't you have any liquids in your house? Soy sauce?
No.
Teriyaki sauce?
Maybe. But that's the thing. Do I have to... I'm not eating it.
Can you lick your own vagina, Holly?
I'm very hypermobile.
You are not.
I am.
Okay, do it right now.
I'm not going to lick my vagina.
I bet you could.
I can't... I've actually considered... No, I couldn't.
Can you put your head between your legs? Like, right now. I'm curious. Oh, no! No. Your tongue is not that long.
No.
I can do that. I can put my head between my knees. That wasn't hypermobile.
What? No,
No,
what did you want me to do?
I wanted you
to lick my vagina.
The mayonnaise that I put there earlier, yeah.
I'm just going to leave it there.
You're just going to...
Just going to let it there.
That's not good. Anyone listening, here's a mini sex ed lesson for you. Don't leave mayonnaise in your pants.
For your mayonnaise? Okay. Oh, no. I've got so many horrible images.
Of mayonnaise?
This is going to be the one where... Okay, so my family listen to this podcast.
So do mine.
This is going to be the one where I'm like, just don't. It does feature me at one point seeing if feasibly I think I could lick my own vagina.
Are you proud of your daughter?
Are you proud of me?
This is what you created.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
And she's covered in mayonnaise.
Just slick with mayonnaise.
So I was going to read you a thing, and maybe now is a good time to segue. This isn't the challenge, but let's find it. So have you heard about the 70-year-old man looking for love?
Oh, but...
No.
What?
No, it's not cute.
But this is like, if we were watching First Dates, a TV show.
Yeah.
Okay.
When the aristocracy's most colourful singleton, Sir Benjamin Slade, began courting glamorous businesswoman Bridget Convey, friends hoped he'd finally found the lady of his dreams. Sadly, the multimillionaire landowner, 70, has now split up with Bridget.
Okay.
She is 50, so too old to have children, he explained.
What?
Oh, it gets worse. We're still friendly, but no longer together. She's now engaged to a 46-year-old called Alistair Robbins.
What?
Do.
Okay, wait, while you read this out, I'm just going to quit being...
Oh, Holly's... Bye. Okay. Then he moans about his ex-girlfriend, who was very difficult to live with. Good riddance to her. And then they had a massive court battle over the custody of their dog. So what he's doing now is trying to find a young bride who is able to have children, because he's 70 and doesn't have any heirs.
And now he's thinking about it?
Well, you know what women are like, wasting his time and such.
Mm-hmm.
I am interviewing hard. I've had a few proposals, but sometimes the women are past their sell-by date and have been over the guns a few times. I don't know what that means.
What does that mean? Yeah.
I am like a feudal prince when it comes to throwing parties. I've bought a back stretcher and hang upside down on it for 5 minutes every morning.
Wait, what? Wait, what's that got to do with anything?
He's sexy.
What does that mean?
I am also on the Genghis Khan diet, which is recommended for young Lotharios.
Oh.
And involves eating sweet potato, sunflower seeds, and horny goat weed.
What?
It was recommended by my French nephew, who is 70 and hasn't a single grey hair. And Genghis had 2,000 children. That's apparently the whole story. And then it goes on to talk about, what's his name? Rodney Stewart.
Okay.
Who is also old.
He is also old and tends to date young women.
In a different way. Anyway, do you want to date this guy?
Is that really what you were coming up to? You're going, this is horrible. This is horrible. Wait. He's horrible.
Here's him. That's him with his dog.
Well, I like the dogs.
And a picture of, I guess, his ancestor and lots of flat caps.
A lot of flat cat. I like the dogs, and that's about it.
And there's
afraid.
A halberd. Halberd?
Halberd?
Halberd.
I only know that from Zelda.
I only know that from Zelda as well.
Okay, cool.
That's embarrassing. No, it's not. I'm proud. Here's him holding a hat. Oh, a helmet. Mm. And that's his house.
I mean,
very fancy.
That's a very nice house.
And he's only 70, and he eats horny goat weed.
Yeah, but only 70 means that if you are going to marry him for the money, he's not going to die. He might not die off.
Yeah, 70 is, like, not that old.
Exactly. He might live for another, like, 2 decades.
Oh, can you imagine?
And then you'd be, like, stuck. You'd be like, oh, but
you'd have to keep popping out babies.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, I really appreciate you earmarking these eligible bachelors for me, Kate.
It's like when people send you jobs that they think you'd be suitable for, except the only job you're suitable for is fucking old men. I'm sorry, come back. I love you. Not as much as he would.
You literally just said to me, the only job that you'd be useful for is fucking old men.
But that's why you keep doing degrees.
Yeah.
So at least you can be smart when you're looking after their estate and giving them sponge baths.
Oh my god, yeah, the only reason I'm doing degrees is to meet very old men.
Well, that's why you're doing history, so you can learn about their childhood.
Oh!
Yeah! Because they're old.
There we go.
You'd be like, I'm studying this board game, and he'd be like, oh, that takes me back to when I was a young lad.
And then he's like, marry me?
Yeah?
Yes?
I don't know how to flirt.
Yeah, no, we've established this. Neither of us know.
You're good at it.
Am I?
I don't know.
Exactly. You don't know.
Flirt with me right now.
Oh, no. I don't know how to do it.
Hey. Wink.
Wait, no.
That wasn't a good wink. I'm going to take my glasses off.
I can't wink because my eyes are too small.
Wink. Ow.
Oh, she just hurt herself winking.
I winked too hard.
See, I can't wink. Okay, right. My eyes are so small. Mm-hmm. They're right. If I hold my top eyelids up, I could, like, close my entire eye by, like, moving my cheek.
I think that's just how faces work.
No. Seriously. Try it. Like...
On my eyes?
Yeah, on your eyes. All the way back. Yeah! See? Exactly! It's super easy.
I don't like touching my eyelids like that. Yeah. That made me feel uncomfortable.
It's like, someone with eyes as small as mine should not wink.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Someone with eyes so small should not be a winking.
But then, okay, so you just gotta, I don't know, you're meant to, like, I don't know, compliment them. Maybe, like, a bit of, like, playful banter.
Okay, we can do this. Okay, playful banter.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. I thought I had my glasses on. I went to push them up. I just stroked my nose.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. You just kind of, like, stroked your face at me.
It's like a nervous thing. So when my glasses aren't there, I'm just like, poke face.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, hi.
Hi.
Fuck you. Playful banter.
Going into like a blind date and just be like, hey, so fuck you. But then fuck you, is it fuck you question mark?
Fuck you?
Fuck you.
Okay, let me try again.
Okay.
Hi.
Oh god.
I'm Kate, what's you?
I'm Holly.
Hi. You're nice.
Thank you.
I like your hair.
Thanks.
Do you come here often to your house?
I'm here quite a lot, yes.
Me too.
Yeah.
Outside where I watch you from.
That's good. That's nice. That's good to know.
I like video games.
You like video games?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Ow, you hit me.
Playful banter.
Is that playful banter?
I kind of touched your arm. Aren't you meant to, like, touch people? Like, touch their leg? Like, oh, no, they touched my leg.
My brother used to punch me there, so it hurts when people touch me.
Okay, great. Fabulous. Okay.
Ow.
Okay. Oh, God. Well, fine. How about that?
Do you want to come back to mine?
Not really.
For coffee?
For mayonnaise.
We go play Zelda.
No, I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, but
I'm sorry.
I just got to a really cool bin. I thought maybe you could help.
I don't.
I'm playing with
Kate's
my hair.
Kate's attempting to play with her hair.
I'm also coming across like a toddler in this.
You really are. You've regressed majorly.
That's apparently what happens when I flirt, is I'm just like, do you want to be my mummy?
Oh, no! Oh, yeah. Wow. Imagine what a psychiatrist would do with that.
I know, right?
Yeah.
If there are any psychiatrists listening, please don't. Go away. Don't judge me.
The fact that when Kate is attempting to be sexual, she regresses to
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when I'm doing it with you.
Oh.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Oh.
Am I your mother? Do you see me as your mother?
I'm younger than me.
Yeah, I know. It's weird, right?
How did that happen? Did you adopt me?
Yes.
Are you my mother?
I bought you off your mum.
That's not how adoption works. You don't buy children off other people.
What?
Maybe that's like how Madonna does it, though, right?
I gave your mum.
My mum.
I gave her a Mary Berry casserole dish, and...
What makes it Mary Berry?
She designs them. I've got Mary Berry flower holder things.
You're so middle class.
They've got geese on them.
Oh my god.
They're really cute. They're nice.
I've got a Mary Berry flower holder with geese on it.
Yes.
You've got cake forks too, haven't you, Holly?
Yeah, because you got them for me.
What's the most middle class thing you own?
Oh, well, the cake forks are up, forks are up there.
Yeah.
I have a fish knife.
Oh, you don't even eat fish.
No, not that much. I'm not a huge, but we just have it.
You've got a tea cozy.
Yeah, well...
For the teapot, obviously.
For the teapot,
but, like,
yeah.
Most people don't make tea in a teapot, and most people also don't have a tea cozy. Anyway.
Yeah, it was very difficult to find a tea cozy, to buy one, like, genuinely.
Brexit Britain.
I know, right?
Where are the tea cozies? Take our country back from whoever's stopping it. Oh, do you ever wear it on your head and proclaim yourself the tea pope? I don't, that's lame. Why did I say that? Who would do that?
I've not definitely worn it on my head.
And proclaimed yourself the tea pope.
I don't think I said the tea pope.
Okay, well.
Maybe more like a kind of like caffeine cardinal or something.
That's shit.
Yeah.
That's a shit pun.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But better than tea pope.
It's not a pun. But it's a title.
Caffeine cardinal's not a pun.
No.
It's alliteration.
I don't like alliteration.
I'm sorry.
Good. Oh. Should we do a challenge?
Yeah.
So you know how I said I had an idea?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's... I mean, I haven't really prepared anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bit stupid.
No, I'm with you.
Okay. So what we're going to do...
Yes. Oh. Okay, come on. Come on, you can do it.
I don't know why I decided this was going to be fun. It's not really a challenge as much as it is... Let's hum the theme tunes to TV shows we like.
What? I did not think this was your challenge.
It's not really much of a challenge. I just thought it might be fun.
Okay. Well, what I can't think of things now.
Okay, take me out.
Take me out. Oh my god, I can't believe we're set this low. I can't believe it's got to this point. Well, surely it should be that thing where one of us...
We were having loads of fun doing University Challenge. Do you remember that?
Oh, that was
like
great.
Like half an hour ago?
Yeah.
How does that go?
Oh man.
I'm deliberately being very unmusical so that people won't judge me.
Oh.
They will, though, won't they?
Yeah, they will.
Maybe I should have thought of a more fun challenge.
That... I was not expecting... I thought we were going to do the thing we were doing before where I was trying to guess what was cooking.
Oh, yeah, that was fun. Let's do that.
Should we do
That's
that?
That's more fun. Okay, so I
still am going to ask you to hum... At the end, because you made me do that, after we've done a couple of these, you're going to have to hum a theme tune and I have to guess what it is.
Can you do Only Connect? I forgot how it...
I've got cellos. It on TV.
Congratulations.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, can you play the game?
No, can you do the theme tune?
No, I can't.
I forgot what it is. Okay, so what I'm going to do is, I've got a bunch of... BuzzFeed Tasty videos,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to describe what's happening, and Holly's going to try and guess what dish is being made.
Okay, okay.
And I'm going to describe them in unhelpful ways, because I'm great. Okay, get a kale, put it in a dish, and put oil on it.
Kale, okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then some salt and pepper.
Okay.
And then squidge it.
Squidge it?
Squidge that kale. And then cover it in, what is that, potato? Cover it in a potato and put goo on it.
Oh, is this, it's going to be like some kind of like kale?
More kale, more oil, more salt, more potato.
Oh, is it going to be
squish
like
it, squish
lasagna?
It good. And then put more goo on it.
Kale lasagna.
I don't know yet. Put cheese on it.
Oh, this sounds
horrible. Put more cheese on it. Put breadcrumbs on it.
Okay.
Bake.
Okay.
And then it goes all squishy and bubbles.
And like, is it like a, what?
I don't know what it is. Okay, it's... Creamy potato kale gratin. Oh, that's gross. Okay, let's pick a more obvious one.
I don't understand how kale has become a thing.
First of all, you get many cheeses, and then you squidge it together until, oh, it becomes orange goo, and then you add garlic.
You squeeze it. Okay, when you say squeeze it, I'm imagining people literally...
Milk. Chicken stock.
Chicken stock.
Broccoli. Okay. Cut the broccoli until it's tiny
Is it
broccoli.
Soup? Cheese soup.
Put it in. I really hope it's not, because that's disgusting. It's literally just cheese and milk. Oh no, it's going to be cheese soup. I think you're right. Oh,
is
gross.
It cheese soup?
Yeah, but like cheese soup, as in it's just cheese.
Yeah, that's,
it's liquid cheese.
Yeah, that's not.
That's disgusting.
Yeah,
I mean,
doesn't...
I like cheese, but no.
That's the thing. They go cheese mad.
They do. Well, they've just started BuzzFeed Tasty Vegetarian.
Okay.
So let's do some vegetarian. Okay, get some chickpea water.
Okay.
put it in a bowl and yes. whiz it until it's bubbles.
Oh, this is going to be like a... Is this chocolate mousse?
Put some chocolate in it.
Oh my God, is it chocolate mousse?
It's chocolate mousse.
No, I'm so clever!
All right. Yeah. Olive oil. Red onion.
Yes.
Garlic.
Okay.
Stir.
Yes. Stir.
Put a water in it. Add some lentils.
What?
And salt.
Salt?
Yeah. Why is that surprising?
I don't know. Just trying to follow it in my head. I find this very stressful.
Simmer. Yes. More oil.
Okay.
And then more onion.
What? What is this?
I don't know.
This just sounds like...
It's too many onions.
Yeah, this is just the components of...
Put some rice in it. And some cinnamon?
What?
I don't know.
What?
Stir it. Make it bubble.
And then... Risotto?
And then... Put it on a plate.
What?
It's literally just lentils and rice.
That's...
With onions. That's...
That's so boring.
Not a dish. Okay. No, that looks disgusting. That also looks disgusting. Okay, the vegetarian stuff. I got really excited because I'm like, yay, vegetarian. And it's all just like, kale. What if kale?
I've never had kale where it isn't just really tough and prickly.
Kale is gross.
Yeah.
It's like eating floor.
I don't understand how.
So you know BuzzFeed Tasty makes food?
Yes.
There's one called Twisted Food, which makes shit food. So here we go. Get some bread, cut off the crusts.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Put a bacon on it.
Right.
And then put another bread on it and squish. And then cover it in egg.
Oh, is this going to be like where people just squish bread instead of making pastry?
Nope.
What?
Okay. Put cinnamon and egg on it and then fry it.
Okay. Oh, this doesn't sound nice.
Ugh.
Sounds horrible.
Oh no, it's just bacon stuff, French toast. That's disgusting. Oh, I've accidentally liked it. Okay. Get some stock.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is sponsored. Add sugar, flour, tomato. It went too fast. It went too fast and I got confused.
No, try and catch up. Come on.
Okay, no, it's too late. I'm not doing that.
What?
Get a chocolate Easter egg and cut the top off.
Okay.
And then put many cheeses in a blender. And
many
then.
Many cheeses.
And
wait.
Many cheeses.
Chocolate Easter egg.
Cheeses.
Many cheeses.
Put the cheese inside the egg. Squirt the cheese inside the egg. Okay, now you have egg cheese.
Oh.
Scoop out the middle of the egg cheese and put a mango in it.
Ooh. Wait. So you're not talking about like cheddar and red Leicester. You're talking about like mascarpone.
Maybe.
Okay.
It's a cheese.
Because...
And then dip shortbread in it. Okay, let's... find a really disgusting one. Okay. Get some mozzarella.
Yes.
And some cheddar.
Yeah.
And some cream cheese. Yeah. And some chicken. What? And some barbecue sauce. What? And some chives.
What?
And goop it all together until it's goo.
Why?
Now you have a goo.
Yeah.
Put it in a dish.
Yes.
Squish it down. What? And then put it in the freezer.
There's a lot of just flattening stuff.
Yeah. And then peel the thing off and cut it into little rectangles.
What?
And
I'm
then,
so confused.
And then deep fry it.
You're just... you're frying just goo of just like squished chicken and cheese.
There it is. It's goopy.
I don't like the look of that.
Twisted Food really likes deep frying cheese.
Mm.
Okay.
Which is, I love deep fried cheese and
oil.
Okay.
And onion.
Yes.
Beef mince.
Beef mince?
Beef mince.
Beef mince. Okay.
Beef mince. And then some taco seasoning and a shitload of salt.
Tacos.
Okay. No.
Is it tacos?
No.
Oh.
Then put some passata in it. Find a bread. Touch the bread. Put some butter on it. And then a fuckload of cheese. Jesus, look at how much cheese that is.
Yeah, that's unnecessary.
And then
that's
squish
wasteful.
It. And then fry it. I'm not sure what they're going to do with the beef mince.
Beef mince. This is just...
They've made a grilled cheese.
Yeah, that's just cheese toasty.
And now they've put the cheese on top of a rolling pin.
Oh my God, they're turning that into a taco, aren't they?
Oh no.
Oh no!
The grilled cheese is the taco! That's gross.
That's horrible. Okay.
Get some onion rings. And then cook up some hot dog. And then butter. Add butter to the hot dogs. And flour.
Ugh, oh my
why?
God.
And then milk. Ugh, and then cheese. Like, it's like hot dogs in this kind of milky goo.
Oh.
It looks really disgusting.
That doesn't sound
okay, and then
great.
Put the goo inside the onion rings. And then put it in the freezer. These sound disgusting. Oh my God. And then deep fry it. Oh no. Oh no. What's wrong with these people?
It's just... I mean, problem is, I'm technically on board with all these things. I love deep fried food.
Yeah,
I love
but they
cheese.
Deep fry everything.
But yeah.
Okay. What?
I just found a Cosmopolitan article, which is how to flirt with a guy, flirting techniques.
Guinness cheese bread bowl. Blah. Ugh. Oh no.
Guinness cheese bread
They're
bowl.
Just putting so many things in. This is making me really hungry. Okay, so there's a bread, okay. And they cut the top off, and then they scoop out the inside. Okay, yep. And then they put bacon on it! Why? Why are they putting bacon on it?
What? Why is they...
I don't know!
Oh, that looks disgusting.
I know, doesn't
that
it?
That looks horrific.
It's like cheese and Worcestershire...
It's just bits of...
Liam Perrins.
Yeah, but there's way too much. Wait, was there beer in that? Was that where the beer was?
I don't know where the Guinness was. I didn't see them. Oh, gross.
Oh, it's a really horrible consistency.
Oh, it's like someone threw up in a bread. Anyway, okay. Let's flirt. Let's learn how to flirt. Yeah?
Well, I looked at WikiHow, and I'm pretty sure we'd done it before. So it
does not surprise me.
But I found, okay, I'm on Cosmopolitan.
Yeah.
The bastion of good tips.
We've learned so many things.
We have learned.
We learned how to do Boston.
No, that was WikiHow.
Cosmopolitan
did not teach us how to do Bostonian accents.
I thought you said Wiki. Did you not say Wiki?
No, I went on WikiHow, but then it seemed really familiar, and I was like, I think I've brought this up in the podcast before.
Uh huh.
So I found Cosmopolitan.
Uh huh.
And the top one was at a bar or coffee house, use the tip of your tongue to lick beer or espresso foam from your lip. So kind of like,
am I drinking beer or espresso? What's espresso foam? That's not a thing.
Oh, yeah. Espresso is just like the shot.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't have... Yeah, no, okay. I'm imagining that he... Okay, say he's having the beer.
Yeah, and you're just
put your hand in the beer.
Or your lips. Just put your lips in the beer.
So I like the idea of putting my hand in, like wiping it across my face. And then
being like, sexy licking. Okay, like, I can do that.
Give him a long once over from head to toe. Then bring your eyes back up to his. Smile ever so slightly to let him know you like what you see.
That's stupid.
Isn't that so? Can you imagine doing that in person? Just being like...
Not slow enough.
Not slow enough. Okay.
I've seen people do that on like... You know, like the trashy TV shows
we watch,
where they'll be like, "Abow!"
Oh, like,
I
totally forgot to mention.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like if you don't have a musical soundtrack while you're doing that, then it just isn't going to work.
I'd make it myself and be like, "Bow."
Talking about trashy TV. Okay, yeah. One of the trashiest TV things I like to watch is Teen Mom.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and I watched, I couldn't sleep, and I ended up watching an entire series of Teen Mom UK, which was on Now
Teen
TV.
Teen Mom.
But they say Teen Mom, and it just sounds wrong, because they're Teen Mum, or they're Mam, for most of them. And, like, and there was a bit in it where it was about 5 a.m, and I couldn't sleep, and I just wish I had someone around me, because I was just losing it. Because, so basically, and you shouldn't laugh, but it was...
Yeah, you shouldn't, you're so mean.
No, but it was just really funny, because it was just, there was a voice, it was just a clip, it was just the voiceover clip, and I wish I'd saved it, because it was literally this. We can't afford the rent at the moment, but we bought a horse. She goes, I don't want to admit it, but I'm quite scared of the horse.
This sounds like something you would do. Like, text me, you'd be like, okay, I bought a horse, and I don't like it.
I'm really scared of it.
It comes into my room.
I don't know what to do. Why did I do this?
Woke up and it was licking me.
Because it was like, and also the people doing it are really likable as well. Mm-hmm. And it was just one of those things where like, just that snippet,
mm-hmm.
it's just fucking fantastic. It was like, this is why I watch shit TV.
You know what I miss is my super sweet 16.
Oh,
and
yes.
And you know what I wish existed? Where are they now?
Oh, yes. Also, I miss Cribs. I used to watch that endlessly.
Oh my God, did you see the Waypoint Cribs?
Wait, what? No.
So Waypoint did a version of Cribs when they were, I think, out at PAX, maybe?
Mm.
So they had an Airbnb that was just really nice. And they were like, yo, welcome to my house! And basically the thing that came out of it was that Austin had two beds, one for food. It was a food bed. And since then it's become like, I don't know, like an in-joke.
The, What? Okay, are we talking food bed as in...
You got bed to
mayonnaise
put
your
food on.
And airplane.
No, not like a sexy cutlery. Food bed. Like,
okay, when you use the word,
I've got some
Austin
crisps.
Austin has two beds. One of them is for food. How am I not immediately meant to go to sex? Answer me that. Okay, great.
Get your mind out of the gutter, Holly Nielsen.
You literally said
Nielsen.
Well done. Yes, you got it right. Kate Louise Gray.
Catherine.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah, fuck you, Hollifer.
Yeah, that's
your full name.
Mm-hmm. Pull your hair loose from a ponytail holder or clip. Aww. So he can watch your touchable tresses fall around your face.
I can't do that. I just have to be
neither
like...
do I. Wah! I have no... Yeah, I've... Like...
That's terrible. I don't want to touch that.
Also, my hair is like really gross at the moment, but...
I'm going to touch it now.
Don't do that. It's not good.
No, it's like stroking a dog.
Cross your... What? Okay.
Soft.
Cross your legs and slowly move your top foot in circles.
Wait.
Okay, so cross your legs... Now slowly move your top. I mean, it's quite good in terms of showing like core strength.
Yeah, I'm not sure you're supposed to do what I mean, did.
It's okay, right? His eyes will be drawn to your gorgeous gams.
I hate these Cosmo writers.
What's gams?
What's gams?
I've never.
It's your gams, your pins.
I've no. Okay.
Your noodles.
Stop calling things noodles.
Your bottom noodles.
I've heard you got your top noodle and your bottom noodles. Okay. If you shake his hand, wrap your other hand around his. Okay, so that is linger for just a second longer than you normally would.
My hand's not big enough.
Okay, so I basically go. Okay, so shake hand and do. Oh wait. I'm doing it to you. So like that. So do. Like,
just like this.
And then you just hold it for a bit longer.
It.
So
stroke face. I don't like it.
Yeah, exactly. It's really uncomfortable. Okay. Grin and hold his gaze for 3 seconds.
Yeah.
3 seconds.
Yeah.
Then bite the corner of your lip and look down.
The corner of your lip? That you can't bite
that. Like this. I'm looking at you like this for 3 seconds.
You look like Popeye.
For 3 seconds. I like how I just love when they're really specific.
Sexy.
No, while at a bar, casually set your hand on your knee so that your palm faces up, or lay the back of your hand on a table. Okay.
That's not natural.
This pose lets him know that you're comfortable with him. This is like when you're like, when you're talking
when you're
to
training a
dog. Yes, exactly. Or when you're talking to a chimpanzee, don't bare your teeth.
And show your palm so they know you don't have any weapons. Next.
You know you're comfortable. Plus, it seems like an invitation to grab your hand.
Sure.
Okay, while covering... Wait, oh, sorry. While conversing with a cutie, lean in so you're about 6 inches from his face.
How much is 6 inches? Is this 6 inches? That's not 6 inches. Like, I don't know how big
this
is.
Okay. So,
okay, right.
6 inches from his face. Linger for 3 counts. They're changing their stuff all over the place. Okay. And slowly return to your original position. So
that's like a slow motion headbutt.
Yeah, so talking. Mm. 1, 2, 3, and back. There we go.
That's so intimidating.
All of this is like
just
power play.
Kiss him, oh my god.
Or just talk.
Hold his hand.
Talk to him like a normal human being. And stop,
this is like
stop
weird,
counting to three.
Psychiatry stuff. It's like, is he gonna kiss me?
Rub your shoulder like you have a painful crick. Mm-hmm. Then gently sigh.
Yeah.
Not only will he find this extremely sexy,
because he's apparently
you might
thick.
Even score a massage. What does that mean? He goes, like, is that just like, oh, she's...
I mean, this is implying that there is no conversation going on because you have time to do all this bullshit.
I mean, I don't think I can hold a conversation and then calculate this distance of 6 inches away from someone's face. Move in for 3 counts, go back, hold their gaze for 3 seconds, bob your head, move your right. It's like fucking like, I can't move my foot and like lay my part. I can't multitask like this. Okay, walk past him.
Why?
Then slowly swivel your head.
Like an owl. Like the alien from Alien.
Okay, I'm imagining it like this. Wait, I'm gonna read it out to me and I'll act it out.
Okay. Walk past him, then slowly swivel your head halfway toward him. Rest your chin on your shoulder
That's not easy.
And smile. This asymmetrical pose shows that he's hot enough to literally turn heads.
Okay, right, so I'm gonna, okay, I know it now, so I'm gonna go for it. So, walk, 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 turn, shoulder, smile. I'm assuming smile.
You look like an idiot. A sexy idiot, though. Yeah. I'm hot for you.
You should be. I turned halfway around. Okay, at a cafe, dip your finger in your dessert.
Okay, let's say I've got, like, sticky dough. Your dessert, put it in your mouth. The dessert, you're meant to pick it up with your finger and be like, ah!
What have you got? I've got a piece of, okay, cupcake. Jam my finger in the cupcake and then shove it in my mouth using one finger.
But what have you got, not the restaurant is going to serve this, but bananas are custard. Wait,
and slowly pull it out while eyeing hot. Okay, it doesn't say eat it, so I'm guessing you put it in your mouth.
Yeah, it doesn't say close your lips, it just goes, ah.
It's a mouth.
This could be you, hot boy.
It could be you. Oh, God. During conversation, touch his knee or hand for emphasis. Yeah, okay.
So.
I've definitely.
Then I found myself at the funeral.
For emphasis.
Hello.
Okay. As a hottie brushes by you, stop him in his tracks by saying, wow, you smell great.
No!
Wow, you smell great. And to be fair, I've had people do that to me, and it's really fucking creepy.
That's very creepy.
Isn't it really strange?
Don't ever do that.
It's okay when it's like people you know, you're like, oh, thanks. But like...
Yeah, but if I'm brushing
past exactly. You. It assumes... This sounds like... It's like... This is like about like picking people up, basically.
Also, no one's ever going to say that to you because you fart so much. You'd be like, I don't
mean. I don't. I'd be like, you're literally, I don't know what's wrong with you. I mean, you're just lying to me. Oh, you're just a liar.
I have an embarrassing, not embarrassing for me. Well, it was a bit, okay, a fart story.
Okay, I like the fact that you will tell people on the podcast, hey, yeah, you fart so much. Anyway, here's an embarrassing story about someone else.
Okay, but no, because it's about me, because it was embarrassing for me. I was, you know that jacket? Did you see me tweet about the jacket? The jacket was very good.
Yes.
Vintage,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
90s, yeah. Very 90s. Mm-hmm. It was like I'd walked out of Fresh Prince. Anyway, yes. So this guy was trying on coats in the only mirror in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
And then he walked off and I was like, finally.
Did you fart?
No, he did. Then the guy in the shop came over and he was like, it's so good, isn't it? And then clearly was like, oh God, what is that smell? And I was like, yeah. It's a great jacket.
Kate, it's fine if you farted. It's fine if you farted. That was a very natural thing to do.
And it wasn't.
Apparently, I never smell great. So, you know what? Fuck you. You also smell.
Oh, okay, what's the next flirt to do?
Sit next to a solo stud and ask, ever had a complete stranger talk to you?
Hot?
And ever live to tell the tale?
Ever had a complete stranger talk to you?
You smell amazing. While standing in line, inquire if he's... Oh, inquire if he thinks it's worth the wait.
What, standing in line?
Standing in line, but you
like
could be...
Like at Tesco, and you're like, yeah. Is it worth the wait? And he's like, well, I've already got my trolley, like,
Well, yeah, I need to do food shopping.
Yeah.
Or like, yeah, I'm at the bank, I need to cash this check.
I really need toilet rolls.
That's why I'm in the... Yeah, that's why I'm in the queue.
There is no good answer to that.
No.
Hey, is it worth the wait?
Yes.
Yeah. Or I wouldn't be here.
At a grocery store, ask him to help you reach the orange juice on the high shelf.
You don't keep orange juice on shelves. It's in the fridge.
But also, how fucking pathetic. Like, okay, right, we're both short people.
We are short people.
I rarely can reach, but just the idea of that as a sexy thing, mm-hmm, is really weird. Also, what happens if it's like, also, if I was, okay, right, if I was walking along and someone asked me to reach something which they could really obviously reach, I'd be like, no, fuck you, get it yourself.
So if we're imagining people doing this to us.
Yeah.
Oh, I was imagining doing this to solo studs, was it? Yeah.
Solo studs, mm-hmm.
Okay, show him your sexy midsection. I don't have one. Mm. And ask if you should get your belly button pierced. I'm not going to get advice from strange men.
What? Or draw his attention to your leg or shoulder and find out what he thinks about... getting a tiny tattoo there.
That's going to make you sound like a dick.
Yeah.
If you get out, like, your entire thigh and go, would I get a tattoo here?
Tattoo. There.
I know this is our first date, but I apparently treasure your advice.
What you should do is whap out your nipples and then go, piercing?
Both of them? Which one, though?
Yeah, exactly. So then you've got to be like, which one's better?
Are you, like, squidging them up there?
Like, you're like, you know, you've got to kind of like this
one. I don't know why I'm leaning into the microphone. This one? That one?
Yeah. Okay, pull out a...
No!
Oh, my God!
No! Don't do... No!
Pull out a copy of the Karma Sutra from your bag and say, would you be interested in joining my book club? I would get like someone arrested for that if they did that. Can you imagine if someone did that to you?
Also, I don't think the Karma Sutra is that obvious if you have, like, an original version.
Well, I think people... If it says Karma Sutra, people will know what's going on there.
Oh, they'll be like, that's the fuck book.
Yeah, or if you had, like, 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
Like...
What if he didn't know what it was, though? And you were, like, interested in joining my book club? And he'd be like, oh, I don't really read. Sorry.
And then you go, oh, no, but it's not a book club. It's sex.
No, it's sex. Sex.
No,
just say,
I'm
like, do you want to have sex? Don't be, like, pulling out sex books that you've kept in your bag for this weird chat-up line. Don't do that.
There's a lot of preparation in that as well.
Okay.
Okay. Aww. Stroll over to a bored boy and inform him that you're from Social Search and Rescue. Your mission? To save him from a dull night.
And he'll be like, ha, I'm okay, thank you.
Compliment him with, you look athletic. What sport do you play?
That's a shit chat.
That's
line.
Such a shit chat of line. Plant yourself near the door at a party or bar so they can't escape. And when you scope out a prospect, gush, finally, I've been waiting for someone interesting to show up.
Yeah, but literally,
that's
you have.
That's weird. This is so strange.
Stand by the door, pretend like you don't have anything to do, and then wait until someone comes to the door.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
At a packed bar, coyly stick a bill in his hand or shirt pocket and ask if he'd mind ordering your drink.
That's rude. That's... Imagine putting a tenner in someone's shirt pocket and be like, get me a margarita, love.
All right, get me a pint
of
Peroni.
Some chicken wings if they have them. If not, pork scratchings.
And
then maybe we'll have sex.
This is just being very rude.
Yeah.
Tell him he looks so much like a friend of yours that you just have to say hello.
That's not going to lead to sex, though.
At a restaurant, ask if you can borrow his salt shaker. Even if you have to cross the room to get it.
When has that ever led to romance? She asked me for my salt shaker and I was like, yes. And also, I'll shake my salt all over
you. I'm imagining you both have eye contact.
Yeah.
Without breaking eye contact, you take your salt shaker and throw it over your shoulder.
Oops.
Stand up with purpose, march towards him and go, can I have your
We need to write like a sexy sitcom where all these things happen.
Can you imagine just? Yes. I mean, oh god! Proclaim that you're. If I wouldn't die from embarrassment, it would be really funny.
Yeah. To try all these
to try these out, but also really cruel. I think some of these are just really creepy.
Yeah.
And really intrusive and horrible.
Yeah.
Proclaim that you're thinking about changing your name, then save a smile. Do I strike you as more of a Sienna or a Bambi? What the fuck does that mean?
Okay, let's imagine.
Bambi, like the deer?
You're a sexy boy. You're sitting alone in a bar, mm-hmm. probably waiting for someone to turn up. And a girl goes, am I a Sienna or a Bambi? And you're like, I don't... What?
What?
What are you talking about? Why are you changing your name to either of those? Why?
Oh, I like this one. At a bar, say you'd like him to be your partner. ... For a dark game.
Oh my god. Men are just going to assume you're not interested.
Wander over to him at a coffee shop or bookstore with the event listing section of the paper and ask for his suggestion on a fun activity. This is just weird.
God, they take so much preparation. You have to buy a paper, find out if it has event listings, randomly circle things so it looks
also,
like
at
you
this
give
point,
a shit.
I've already got at least 6 Kama Sutras
in
my very heavy rucksack.
And some salt shakers, just
but
in case.
I do need to stroke my shoulder because I'm crippled
and
by all
sigh.
This preparation.
And turn your head around.
Turn my head around.
But not all the way.
Like an owl and stare and smile. Also from that angle it's really hard to smile about giving yourself like a weird like kind of like kind of double chin type thing.
How many of these are there by the way? Because this is...
Okay.
Oh no. Let's pick some good ones.
Okay. Oh no.
No, none of these are good. Oh wait. Say that you're trying out a new perfume, then hold out your wrist or expose your neck and ask his opinion.
I'm making myself vulnerable.
This new perfume neck. Like, how do you gesture to someone that you want them to smell your neck without looking insane?
Yeah, no, there's no way of doing that.
Smell me. Smell my neck.
Instead of asking him what the time is, lightly slip your fingers around his wrist and
that's
check.
That's creepy.
That's so creepy.
Just be like, one time.
Okay, this one, I have heard this, and I've noticed people doing this.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, the preface is just stupid. Guys love to hear their names like dogs. throw his into conversation a couple of times, and he'll know. Have you know? I've noticed people do that where they'll say your name, or they'll say your full name.
That.
Yes, see, there you go. We've just
and I can't. I can't stop myself.
No, I've had someone. I had fairly recently someone kept on doing it, but they'd say like my full name, and it just made me feel like I was in trouble all the time.
It's weird to be like Holly Nielsen.
Yeah, no, literally like that.
Blah.
Yeah, I know.
That's not
it's
cool.
Weird.
See, I don't mind when people do it to my name because people like saying my full name, or maybe they all fancy me. Shit.
Well, yours is a nice like Kate Gray. Holly Nielsen is more of a mouthful.
Holneil.
Holneil.
Hey,
Holneil. Holneil.
Bread.
There's nothing sexy about that.
But yeah, like recently, I've noticed myself saying people's names a lot, and I'm like, what am I doing? I don't do this in normal conversation. I'm not like, Holly, how you say Holly? What's up, Holly? Hey, Holly. But that's because I don't have a crush on you, I guess.
What?
You bring... Anymore, since you just kept farting around me. I don't know why that would put me off. I've done worse.
I've done probably. Worse, and also you're the one that is farting and then gesturing to bring poor shop workers over to
I
you.
Didn't do
so they can smell
that is, oh
your
my
fog.
God, I shouldn't have told you the story that's not about me.
So you went, okay, no, I'm not judging.
Fine.
I'm not judging.
Yes, you are.
You have already said so many worse things
I
about
hate
me.
You.
You said the only thing I was it good at or worth doing was fucking older men or something.
Old men. Not
old
older men.
Not older men. Old men. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Geez. Oh, find a reason to give your crush a big hug. Like announcing that you just won $5 from a lottery ticket. I found this copy of the Karma Sutra from the floor. Yay!
Yeah?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What do you do after that?
Oh,
when you pull away, lightly run your hands over his shoulders and down his arms. I've done that.
Okay, pique his curiosity by carrying an out-of-place prop like a yoga mat.
This is peacocking.
At a business meeting or a sketch pad at a bar, you'll open the door for coy conversation. You'll look like a fucking dickhead.
Why are there so many props?
Also, so many physical items needed.
Yeah.
And also, I like the idea that it could just be like, I've got my pirate hat in the corner.
Oh, no. Then you have to back it up with an actual interesting excuse, not just, oh, I read it on Cosmo.
I'm just imagining really just innocuous and really just stuff because it has to be out of place. That's the point. So
yeah.
You have to ask about it. So it could just be like, I don't know,
a skull.
I've got my miniature skeleton sat next to me,
and a guy comes over and he's like, "Sorry, look, I have to ask, why have you got a skeleton?"
And I go, "Cosmo told me that."
I had read a women's magazine and it said I should bring a skeleton to the bar. Because you're cute.
Would you like the Kama Sutra?
Shall we bone? Ha!
Okay. Joke. Touch your wrist.
I'm going to read one to you. Stand on your tiptoes and scan the room. Then look at a fella within earshot. And tell him you guess you're all alone because you've lost your friend.
Oh,
that's not
that's
cute.
So creepy.
If that led to a chat-up line like, I guess I'm all alone because I meant to meet you. Or something, anything
also,
like that.
Also, it's kind of like, I'm vulnerable now.
All
do
my
you know
friends
mean?
Have
I'm
gone.
I'm all alone. It's just...
Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, no. Snap his picture and explain that you wanted proof that you saw the hottest guy in insert your city here.
London.
That's
the hottest guy in London.
No, but also the fact that that's incredibly intrusive
yeah.
and like not cool.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do that.
Someone did that to me once.
Really?
Took a picture of me, yeah. And I was too weirded out to make
it. I've noticed people take pictures, but they've never...
He asked me for permission and I was like, yeah.
See, I've had it with non-permission, which is really
worse.
Uncomfortable. But not as uncomfortable as my friend who was once sat on a bus...
Saw
someone take her picture,
yeah,
but then put her picture as their phone background.
Oh my fucking god.
I know. How fucking terrifying is that?
Ew.
So scary.
What's that even for? Like,
I know,
remember that girl I once saw on a bus?
Yeah, I know. But
a good
my
time
phone
in
background.
My life.
It was a really memorable moment.
Ugh. Oh no, these are all bad now.
Tell a capable cutie that you have a minor emergency, an itch you can't reach. I've got an itchy groin.
Yeah, like places you can't reach on your body is like a small area in your back, and like
also that's not sexy. That's
about it.
Just like itching.
Yeah.
Because if I'm actually itchy, I want someone to just fucking go for it because I'm itchy.
Yeah.
And like if they're just like pouring at it,
how is he going to react to that? Is he going to be like, do you want me to?
Oh, see, now this is a thing I can imagine you doing.
Yeah.
Tell him you're an amateur palm reader.
I have done that.
I know you far too well. While you're peering at his hand, trace any creases and predict that there will be lots of passion in his future. I
haven't done that.
Yeah, I thought that bit was probably a bit too far.
Okay, so I really like doing palm readings because people tell you information about themselves. So you'll be like looking at their hand and you'll be like, oh yeah, you've make up some bullshit about their love life. And they'll be like, oh, like a breakup? And I'll be like, yeah, if you had a breakup recently, they'll be like, yeah, actually, yeah. What happens after that? And you'll be like, you meet the love of your life. And then it makes everyone real happy.
Here. Is that what yeah. you do?
And then I trace the creases and go, passion.
What about this? Have you ever done this? Do you have you ever strolled over to a fine fella at the beach and ask if he minds sharing a towel?
Ew. Like, do I have a towel? Or am I just like, can I sit on your towel?
Oh, request to look at his cell phone.
No.
Which is weird. While checking it out, say that it's quite impressive, but missing a very important feature. Your digits.
If you go up to a stranger and say, can I look at your phone? They're going to say,
no. No. I've got, no. That's
and then
weird.
You're like, no, it's a chatter phone. Let me look at your phone, please. No,
take my number.
I want to do things to you. Bye.
Oh, God. This is just... Oh, no.
Yeah.
Set yourself apart from a crowd at a party and perch on a counter or tabletop.
Like a child.
Yeah. If you're feeling extra bold, use his shoulders to steady yourself for a boost up.
Wait.
I'm so...
What are the logistics of that? So you're standing very, very close to him, and then you're like, I'm going to sit on the counter, and he's
but
like...
But how do you use that? You'd have to be quite, like... You'd have to really push them down to be able to, like, get some perches to sit.
Oh, no, it gets worse. You'll be closer to his eye level, and he can scope out your, assets.
So you shove your tits in his face.
What's wrong with Cosmo? Why can't they say words?
Yeah.
Why can't they just be like, hey, you're really cute. Do you want to look at my boobs?
Okay. Not our favourite studies on the science of seduction.
Sure.
The most common mistake people make when flirting is overdoing eye contact.
No, that's not a thing. You can't overdo... Okay, I'll take it back.
You can overdo eye contact.
Yeah, when you're doing it like you're going to murder me and climb inside my skin.
Yeah, but there's no... Yeah, the problem is if you overdo eye contact, no matter what you're doing, it's weird. Like, if I... Okay, so I'm just talking to you normally like this, but I'm staring at your eyes, and I'm not breaking eye contact, and it's really uncomfortable.
It's very
because I'm... Exactly, there we go. It's so easy.
Fine.
When we're interested in another person, we instinctively align, our shoulders to our bodies until we're face to face.
Okay, no, this is a thing that I try to notice when I'm around people.
Okay. Like,
so let's say you're in a circle of people.
Mm-hmm.
And across the circle is someone you have a crush on.
Yeah.
And you instinctively will, like... If you're sitting down, you'll angle your knees towards them. If you're standing up, you'll angle, like, your body towards them. Because you care about what they're saying. So
okay,
just...
well, that makes sense.
Yeah. And then if you notice someone doing that to you, obviously it doesn't mean necessarily that they want to, you know, do things at you.
Yeah, but... you shouldn't leap on them and be like, but your knees were pointing at me.
Yeah, or, like, their feet... I don't know. I don't think it's a 100% certain thing.
I do remember you once taking a picture of... me and a person's knees.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And was like, your knee flirting. I'm not going to say on the podcast.
Can you whisper it to me?
No, I'll tell you after the podcast.
I don't know who it is.
I'll tell you after the podcast.
I
but I remember you doing that.
How long ago was this?
I'm telling you after the podcast.
Okay, fine. Fine. Yeah.
Okay, women worldwide flirt with the same... Worldwide, Kate.
Yes,
worldwide.
This is the thing I've definitely...
Universal.
Yes.
Lifting their eyebrows and making eye contact, tilting their head down and to the side, then looking away. So like this.
So wait. That's not a thing I've ever done. That's not how I feel. You're doing a double chin, that's not... Okay, tilt their head down and to the side.
Just tilting.
Wait, lifting their eyebrows and... It looks like, okay... What it looks like is, you know...
I keep laughing, just imagining my own facial expression.
Yeah. So you know in the 90s, when you'd get back-to-back, they're such a weird couple sitcoms.
Yes, okay.
They're making that exact face, that kind of like, this guy.
They're gonna
Yes.
He's the opposite of me. Like? He likes slightly different things.
I'm a go-getting career girl, and he's a go-getting career guy. It's never going to work.
We're never going to kiss.
Women are more likely to attract a man if they send out several flirting signals rather than relying on a single move.
Yeah, don't rely on a single signal. Okay. Send out several, or they might not hear you.
Because what... So I stand across from a bar and I just go like, beep, 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 beep. I just make fuck all noises.
And he's got his radar on and he's like, who's flirting with me? Beep louder. And you're like, beep, beep.
And they get close to you, go like, beep, 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 beep. That's what I do.
But how do you actually think you flirt? Like, even if it's accidental?
I don't know. I probably ask questions, but then I do that with people who I'm just like being friendly with. I don't know actually.
I do a lot of things.
See, and there you are telling me like I don't flirt. I don't know how to flirt.
I don't. The way I flirt is I sit there on my bed, phone in hand, going,
this is very specific.
I know, it's because I'm panicky about this kind of thing, and I'm like, I should say it's a flirt thing. Mm-hmm. And then I come up with like what I think people would say in like a film or whatever to sound kind of cute and like a little bit sexy and flirty, and then I write it, and then I go, ah, and then I send it, and then I go, I shouldn't have said that. Oh no, now they'll know I like them. And that's how I flirt.
I'm much more upfront.
And then usually I apologize afterwards. Oh no.
Yeah, I'm usually just like, here's what I'm thinking.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of thinking? Just,
well, if there's like, I don't know, if you're like thinking like flirtily, you'll just be like, there's a flirt.
Okay.
Deal with it as you will.
So
that's up to you, not me.
I don't think I'm obvious enough with my flirting.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to what you need to do
is have a couple of copies of the Kama Sutra.
No. Why do we have to have two?
Because what happens if you meet one guy and he asks for it, and then you're like...
Asks for what?
The
Kama Sutra.
And then, but then before you know it, you've kind of become like a sex Mormon, and you're just going around giving books to people.
Sorry, what's a sex Mormon? Oh, like read this book.
Yeah.
Jesus wrote it. Or whatever, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm basing that on the Book of Mormon. Jesus.
You'll think of the beginning song, aren't you?
Hello.
Yeah, there we go.
My name is...
Oh!
Sex Mormon.
Okay, you have to hum me... Okay, to round off stuff, you have to hum me a...
Are we ending?
Okay. No, we've still got questions.
Yay!
But you've got to hum a TV show, because you brought up the humming.
No, we have to think of a TV show.
Think of a TV show.
Oh, no, the...
Think of one.
This isn't... Okay.
Think of one. Okay.
I can't think of any TV shows. Oh!
Okay. I'm waiting.
I don't want to do it.
Do it. Oh! Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Yeah!
You were so quiet. I'm really wondering if the...
It's because it starts really high. She's like, I was working hard in New York.
Well, just did it! There we go.
Money, I was kind of like, so I decided to move to
West Covina, California.
Brand new friends in New Korea. It happens to be where Josh lives, but that's not why I'm here.
There we go. We did it.
She's a crazy ex-girlfriend.
What? No, I'm not.
Crazy ex-girlfriend.
I really don't think that's a good term. What is it she say?
That's a sexist term.
That's a sexist term, yeah.
She's a crazy ex-girlfriend. Stop saying that.
Stop saying that.
She's so broken inside.
It's a little more nuanced than that.
C-R-A-C-Y.
Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. If no one's seen the show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, this is going to make
no
sense.
Watch Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. I'm sure we've talked about it before.
I'm pretty sure we have.
I think we should alternate on asking questions.
Okay.
Because that sounds fun. And I'm a fun, loving human.
You are. Aww. You are indeed.
Thanks.
Okay.
I'm great.
Here we go. Okay. Okay, first question. I haven't played Nier Automata, so I can't answer.
Nier Automata.
I haven't played it. Have you?
Nier Automata.
Have you played it?
No.
Okay, what in gaming is... This is from At Vicious Prism. What in gaming is more What in gaming is a more heartbreaking moment than the end of The Last of Us Left Behind?
Haven't seen it.
I haven't played... I've played The Last of Us, but I still can't bring myself to play Left Behind.
Good answers.
But what, no, okay, but what in, okay, so what would you say is a heartbreaking moment in gaming then?
I hate the bit where they get left behind.
No, in all and games, when in games you played,
they're
Kate.
The last of us.
Kate, okay. Games you played.
The saddest moment?
Yes.
I, spoilers, can't say. Zelda, there's a bit of Zelda.
Oh, okay, okay.
So.
What was your favourite telly show when you
Wait, we're...
Oh, sorry.
You mean lady.
Sorry.
Where are these questions?
I'm on our...
Okay.
Okay.
What was your favourite telly show when you was a kid?
Says Enchanting Duck.
Yes.
I loved... My parents were aliens. And I
oh,
loved...
no.
It was what was on when I came home from school. It was always just on. It wasn't like my go-to. Like, if you had to pick like a favorite show, it'd be like Simpsons or Futurama
or
something.
Like My Parents Were Aliens.
Oh, see, I liked it, but it had to be like the original Parents.
Yeah,
because it got super bad when they played. I also really liked Jungle Run because I thought
Jungle Run.
It was like I always wanted to go on Jungle Run.
I like the Crystal Maze.
It was a bit like Crystal Maze, but yeah. For kids and set in a jungle. And I
thought Boyard.
I don't know what that is.
You didn't watch that?
No.
Okay, so it was like a French castle?
Yeah.
In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
In the middle of the sea.
Okay.
And they would go there and solve puzzles and there were tigers. And it was really mean to the tigers, now that I think about it, because they were stuck on this island.
See, I liked Jungle Run because at the time I thought it was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen. I thought Jungle Run, like, because it had this bit called like Angel Falls and it's like all these waterfalls.
Yeah.
And like... I found a picture of it, and it's just, like, a really shitty television studio with, like, what looks like a kind of, like, just pool toys. But I remember as a kid thinking it was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen. I just wanted to live there.
Remember when I showed you Man O' Man? The one where they push men into a swimming pool?
Oh, yeah!
That's a great TV show.
Yeah.
I watched that when I was a kid. Okay, your turn.
Also from Enchanted Duck, what is your ideal hat like?
Don't like hats.
See,
wait, no, the really long ones with you put your hands in the bits.
Okay, so one of the ones that have like mittens involved.
Yeah, the ones that have got like little ears. I love ears on hats.
Okay,
when you've got little ears.
Yes,
mm-hmm. Like this.
See, I like hats, but I feel I do not have the confidence to pull off a hat.
I could pull off ear hat.
Ear hat.
Oh no, I'd look quirky in an ear hat, wouldn't I?
You'd look quirky and kooky, and I would disown you.
I'd look like Manic Pixie Dream Girl. Toby Pinder says, what's your favourite misspelling or mispronunciation of Zelda? I like when they get more ridiculous, like Zolboff.
Yeah, it's got to be like Zoldor.
Zilbo.
Zilbo, I like Zilbo.
Okay. Zambo.
Zilbo.
Yeah, Zilbo.
Okay, Matt asks, where the heck have you been and what awesome adventures have you been on that have kept you away from Podcastville?
What amazing adventures have we been on?
Oh, well, I've been very ill.
Yeah.
that's basically it. I've been very ill,
and
so...
I've been out of the country.
Yeah.
And I'm about to go out of the country again, so... Sorry.
well, we can try doing it over Skype.
We sure can.
We can definitely try.
I don't actually know how to do it, but we can figure something
we
out.
We can give it a go.
Yeah.
But anyway, no, I've been quite ill for a while, so we haven't been able to podcast. Your turn.
Phil Walters says, what's the best Minor Frasier character? The dog?
Eddie. That's not Minor. He got more fan mail... The dog called Moose.
But you've seen that tweet where someone's like, the dog from Frasier thought it was all real. I love that.
Oh,
I know,
God!
Right?
Oh, that's really sweet.
That's why he's my favourite, because he thinks Frasier is like his dad. Probably.
No, Martin is his owner.
Well, I don't care.
Penguin Goth asks, what's in the egg? What is in the egg?
What's
in the egg?
Inside the egg, if you gaze into the egg, what you will find... is a very small hand-painted model of yourself as an old person.
Ooh, I like that.
And if you touch it, it screams.
What, you scream or the model screams?
Where does one end and the other begin?
That's so magical! I love it.
A Horror Story by Kate Gray. Matt Lorigan says, what's your favourite relaxing side activity in a game? Collecting things.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, like, the mindless.
Yeah.
Or, like, in an open-world game, like, seeing something up in the distance and just making your way there.
Yeah. Zelda's great, is what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Skyrim's all right.
Baron Me says, do you want to build a snowman or go racing around the halls?
I'd just like to point out that the lyrics are, ride your bike around the halls.
Yeah.
Even though, did they have bikes back then? I don't know.
Well, it's not... Okay, I'm just going to leave that question. Your turn.
I don't want to build a snowman. Stephen Baker says, have you seen Mr. Biffo's found footage yet? And then includes a link. No, we haven't. And we're not going to watch it right now. We'll watch it afterwards.
At Sploopst says, help with coping with exams and revision tactics. Also, favourite exotic bread.
My favourite thing to do in revision is colour code everything and sort everything by topics. I got 100% in that exam.
Yeah.
So it's accurate and good.
I just always just did mind maps, big spider diagrams.
Not good at mind maps, they don't help. But if mind maps help you, then fucking do mind maps. But
I think, I guess, just find something that works for you. I was terrible at revision, so I should not be giving this advice.
I used to spend 2 or 3 days making my timetable, so I'd figure out how many hours I had.
Were you one of those that spent more time planning the revision than doing the revision?
No, I just set aside time. Okay, so I would count up how many hours I had in each day, and then how many days I had before the exam, and then I would split all my time depending on how hard or how much I needed to revise for a subject. And then I would allocate them each day, and I would have, like, some would be an hour block and some would be half an hour and some would be 15 minutes and so on. And they'd build up in intensity nearer the exam, so there'd be a different one for every week. They were all color-coded. It was beautiful. And I did very well in my exams. Thank you very much, Holly.
I'm not saying you didn't.
You're making a face at me. Also, favorite exotic bread?
Tiger?
So exotic.
I don't... What counts as exotic?
Fougasse. That's my favourite. It's got ass in it. Matt says, question number 2, how do you sit on a toilet? Well, you don't know.
Okay, well, the reason this came up was we were talking about those really fancy toilets that you get in Japan or in other places, but I don't know. I've never been on one, so I don't know. But where a little thing, like, comes out and squirts your bum with water.
Squirts your bum.
Squirts your bum with water.
Thanks, Tracer.
Oh, no.
Oh, look, the cavalry's here!
The issue me and Kate had was that...
Yeah.
Well, how does it know where your bum is?
How does it know where your bum is? Which is my favourite Tracer line.
Because, yeah, and also... There could be nothing more terrifying than if you're sat in the toilet and then you look down and this little robotic arm is
there.
Trace's there. And she's reaching out.
Oh, ew,
God. Well, that's just all kinds of horrible fan fiction going on. Okay, Joseph Nielsen asks, best boy trio, the McElroy brothers?
McElroy.
It's okay, McElroy.
You don't listen to them.
I do.
You do?
I do.
They say their name at the start.
Yeah, I read it without thinking about who they were.
Hello, I'm Griffin McElroy. I'm Justin McElroy. And it is I, Travis McElroy. And we are the McElroys.
I just didn't think about it. I just read it. That's how it's read. You know, leave me alone. The New Day. Or the Sonic Gang. Sonic, Tails, and Knuckles. Well, we
Thanks
can rule
for
out
specifying.
Sonic.
You know who the Sonic Gang are? Joe. I think he's asleep. Sorry.
It is 1:30 in the morning.
It's the New Day.
See, yeah, I just...
It is, though.
I really like the
McElroys. Did you see them on the Wrestle Boys?
I mean, I do.
They came out. Yeah. They were riding a little ice cream truck with a
and one of them
chocobo
one of them
play, on
it. Is it the saxophone or the trumpet?
Chocobo.
Chocobo.
I've not played a single Final Fantasy game. I don't
a single one.
Give a shit. Yeah, I haven't played any of them.
See, I actually review.
I think I played 5 minutes of Theatrhythm. Theatrhythm? I don't know how you say that word.
We're just losing the capability of talking, pretty much.
All Square games can go in the bin for all I care.
Wow, you've heard it here, folks. That's a quote from Kate Gray.
Name one that you like. Go on. I'm just trying to piss off all our friends at Square now.
Wait, Dragon Quest? I love Dragon Quest Builders.
That doesn't count. That's not a real video game.
Okay, so the ones you like don't count.
No, I don't like Dragon Quest Builders. Name me another one.
Oh, I like the Dragon Quest games in general.
Oh, wait! No, that's Capcom. They're the same.
Okay, Shoes McShoesington says, you've been given the chance to put on a Games BAFTA-style award show.
Yeah.
What weird award categories do you have?
Have we ever done an award show? Because we should.
We kept on thinking about it, and we never did one.
Because we're lazy?
Yeah, pretty much.
Is that why? Okay.
Yeah.
What award categories? Why does it have to be BAFTAs? Okay,
I think it's a BAFTA style. So basically,
can we have
fancy.
Best BAFTA?
Most BAFTA.
Who does most BAFTA go to?
BAFTA.
No.
Most BAFTA.
No.
What?
It has to be a person.
Most BAFTA.
Who's the most BAFTA?
The Come most on. BAFTA.
You know this.
Do I? Oh, Dan Pearce!
Dan Pearce! Okay. Dan Pearce, most BAFTA.
Okay.
He's the most BAFTA.
Most BAFTA.
Yeah.
What other categories could you have?
Let's think of people we like, and then we'll think of awards to give them. Who do we like?
Oh,
let's name check some friends. Okay.
I can't think of anybody.
You can't think of anyone we like. Okay. Who have I talked to today?
Yeah, but then you have to think of, like, categories for them.
And I'm going to find some friends, okay?
And also, these aren't games.
Who are we friends with?
This is a games show.
Who are we friends with?
No one.
Okay, Jazz can get best tweet.
Yeah, okay.
Just best tweets, plural.
Just best Twitter.
Best Twitter.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of friends, do we?
No, we don't.
Goodness
this is
me.
But they asked for games, Kate. Games.
Oh, I'm talking about games friends. Okay, we're giving games awards to friends.
Oh, actually, no, I read it wrong. It's not a... Well, does it mean games specifically? I don't know.
I think we get to decide.
Okay. Well, I guess then it would just be stuff in our life.
Who do we like? Why don't we have any friends? We have friends. Who are our friends?
Let's not go down this road now. It's half one in the morning.
You're half one in the morning. Oh, no, I've scratched myself.
And also, this podcast is now an hour...
This is what happens when you wear sequin trousers. You scratch yourself. Owie.
I think we should wrap it up.
But I'm sad now.
I'm sorry, but it's almost an hour and a half and it's fucking late.
Okay, well, I've sent a message to that old guy saying that you want to bone him.
Okay, well, that's good. We've got a, you know, we've made progress. We've made, you know...
Progress.
We've learned things.
Is that how you say it?
Progress. No, stop making me self-conscious of how I speak.
Progress.
How do you say progress?
Progress. I can't
progress.
Remember my answer. Progress. Oh, let's progress.
Blah, blah, okay, blah, right. You should follow us on Twitter at @toku_podcast.
I'm
at
@Nielsen_Holly.
@NIELSEN_HOLLY.
I'm at How Not to Draw.
I'm not doing it. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Excellent.
Wait, I didn't do it like I normally do it.
Wait, how do you usually do it?
I'm at How Not to Draw. That's how I normally do it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Oh, I have a thing and you didn't even notice. Fine.
No, of course I didn't. Okay.
I'm sad now.
You should like us and... subscribe to us.
You should like us.
And comment.
Please
and leave.
Like us.
Give us 5 stars. I will maybe accept 4, but I'll be kind of pissed off, so you should just do 5. And if it's anything lower, then just don't bother. I think it's true.
That's really complicated.
What?
Give us the amount of stars you think we deserve.
Oh no, don't tell people to actually say what they think. That's not how these things work. Okay, right. We're gonna say bye?
No.
Come on.
No.
Let's do it.
No.
I'm gonna say bye.
No, I don't want to. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.